Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Christy Knutson up Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Christy.
Good morning.
Christy, we're going to talk about AHAM. A-A-H-A-M. That's a group of letters that most of us aren't familiar with. What does that stand for?
It's the American Association of Healthcare Administrative Managers.
That's a mouthful. I can understand why you go AHAM.
It's much easier.
Yes, it is. Well, Christy, just recently you were elected president of the Iowa chapter. How long have you been involved with AHAM?
I have been involved with AHAM for 19 years now.
And because, what got you into that?
Well, I am the business office manager at the Audubon Hospital, which means I'm in charge of the registration and the billing and charge entry and all of that type of thing. And this particular organization is a group of people that do that. They provide a lot of support and a lot of access to information because my job is constantly changing.
Rules are changing. I was going to ask you about that. I mean, yeah, the rules have changed, but since you've been in it 19 years, you already, many methods have changed. Technology has changed. Let's talk a little bit about some of those kinds of things from when you started to now.
When I first started, we did submit claims, some claims, on the computer, but the vast majority of our claims were typed on a claim form and sent through the mail. And we would get checks back through the mail from the insurance company and process it that way. We would also have to manually enter every claim, every charge for everything that was done here at the hospital. And that's no longer the case anymore. The departments that do a lot of the services, the radiology departments, the lab departments, when they do the tests, the charge is automatically generated. And we don't do very many paper claims. Everything is done on the computer. We send it electronically. The money goes to our bank account automatically. And it's technology has certainly changed it.
And what do you see as the advantages and disadvantages of all those changes?
The advantages would be that we probably get paid a little bit faster from some of the insurance companies. The disadvantage, the big disadvantage as far as when I look at it, a lot of insurance companies and the government think that since so much is done on the computer, they ask for more and they need more and they need more. And they also regulate us. A little bit more. Quite a bit more.
I think you're being very kind.
Right. In their eyes, they believe we have the information, so they feel they can regulate us regarding that information. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot different than what it was 19 years ago
when I started here. And I'm thinking, Christy, maybe it was easier to correct a mistake or you get a glitch in your computer system or something, that it was easier to redo a paper thing than it may be in the computer.
It absolutely was. And it wasn't so easy to make a mistake. Nowadays, it's easy to make just a small error can have.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Big. So it's a big change. And Medicare is constantly changing. And with the Affordable Care Act and the changes that brought to insurance and making coverage accessible for people, we do a lot of different things that we never used to do.
Mm-hmm. So your association, AHAM,
yes.
What do you do in terms of helping folks in your position, helping the system, and what kind of support?
We have, twice a year, we have meetings for our members, and we bring in specialists that address certain issues that are considered hot topics. People that have a lot of questions regarding this one particular subject or ways we can help them get the information that they need to do their job better. And then we also bring in people from the larger insurance companies and Medicare and Medicaid and the Iowa Hospital Association to address our members and tell them changes that are coming or how they're dealing with issues that have come up, because maybe something's gone wrong on their system and has affected most of the hospitals in Iowa. So we have over 100 members. So primarily hospitals. Some are, we've got a few large doctor offices that are members, but probably close to 120 members in the state of Iowa. So
and
we're pretty active.
As president, how do you influence what the organization is offering and doing?
When we plan, we have a program chair that works primarily on the meetings twice a year, but I help design. I used to do that. That was my job prior to becoming president. I
big
was program
job.
Chair.
Yes.
Yes. So I offer opinions on what subjects I think might need to be covered, or help find. Actually, sometimes the biggest issue is help find resources. Somebody that we know that will be an expert on the topic that we need to discuss, because that's not always easy, depending on how recent the topic is, how new the item is. So
you know what the question is, but now who has the answers?
Now who has the answer? That's exactly right. Yes. That's exactly right.
Are there other people? I think I know the answer to this, but I shouldn't guess because you're the expert. Are there other people in Audubon County, for instance, who belong to this organization?
There are not in Audubon County. There are, I mean, you'll see most of the members are hospital, like I said, hospital related. So there's members from Cass County, and there's members from Shelby and Carroll County and Guthrie County. So, basically, if you find a hospital, you're going to have probably a member.
All right. How, when we talked about all the changes with technology and so on, I'm wondering, you know, do most people who come to the hospital get to see you, know you? Has that changed?
Most of them don't see me. Yes. I sit kind of towards, out of the general area where they come in for registration. And actually, sometimes I've had people even lately come in and say, oh, I didn't know you worked here. And I'm like, well, I've been here 19 years. But,
but I've been hiding away,
Yes. But I do, because we're a small hospital. It's not unusual also to see me sitting out in the admitting area covering for my staff, or answering the telephone sometimes on the switchboard. So I, you know, small hospitals, we can do a lot of different things.
And has the contact with people, has that changed, or is that kind of pretty much stayed the same because of your job? I mean, in the past?
My contact with people has probably stayed the
same.
And I would like to think that as a whole, my staff, we try to keep it personal. We don't want, we're a small hospital. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be separated from our patients. Our patients are our neighbors, and they're our, you know, our relatives, our friends, and we don't want to make that more of an aloof relationship. Mm-hmm. We like to keep it as it is.
Yeah, when you enter a name in the computer, you probably, in most cases, know who that is. And of course, I'm sure all that information is confidential, so you have to...
Absolutely, absolutely. It's, with the laws the way they are now, it is very, very strict. And you only see what you need to see to do your portion of the job. So you don't see everything that goes on behind the scenes. We just see what we need to see to do our portion of the job.
Good point.
Yeah.
And I hope that people in the organization say thank you to you, Christy, to step up, because this is a really important job, and the leadership that you have to give to this group is really important. So I'm sure one of the advantages is, one of the pluses for you is you've gotten to meet people from all over the state and probably all over the nation.
Yes, I have. And we once a year go to Washington, D.C., and do some educational meetings with representatives and Senate senators out there, discussing some of the issues that affect health care and particularly the insurance and the billing side of that. So, yes, I've got to meet some very interesting people. And you hear a lot of different sides. Health care in the small rural areas is a lot different than health care in the large cities. It's delivered at a different level, and it's, I like to think, it's much more personal.
Yes. I'm thinking I'm thankful for that too. Yes. So, and we want to say thank you to you, Christy Knutz, again, for stepping up and giving leadership to this important organization.
Much.
You bet. And best wishes for a very Merry Christmas. And until next time, here's a thought from Eleanor Roosevelt. When you cease to make a contribution, you begin to die.
Thank you.